This now NPFL Tatafo and of course yeah Football Republicans now we they bring this one come give you on top your podcast streaming platforms like YouTube and Spotify and we they beg you anytime you enter our YouTube channel just try just click the red button subscribe if you turn on your notification self then anytime we'll drop video I see the hot you will be among the first people we will receive and say yes another episode of NPFL Tatafo don't land today. Of a small matter, what they talk about. If they follow NPFL, you know, see, almost every time, you get one story where they hear, they the old players salary. They never pay players. They never pay them for 10 months. They never pay them for 5 months. They never pay them for 6 months. Some one full season, you will hear things like they don't pay their sign. Whether they get contracts, we don't know. And we're not the two, we don't hear what this is. For news, sometimes the players need to even fit open mouth, can't talk and by themselves. Instead, they go just gossip, tatafu. Now, so we take the yam, or you could just hear say, okay, this thing no one travel because they say never pay them. You know what this thing now? What do they hear? But if you go meet player and I say, oh, yeah, can't talk now, nobody go agree, won't talk. Why it be like that? That now part of the things we won't talk about today. These players, then get right. If they get right, how they go fit enforce this right legally? And if they come out, can't talk, should you get any protection with the available for them? That's now why I don't do changes today. I don't carry it to me. I swore, say, better chill. Make I bring lawyers. Maybe not just lawyers, there'll be sports lawyers. At least they know how this matter take the go for the NPFL. I get Steve Mwabweze, and I get doing, you know, and then they join me today for this episode of NPFL Tatafu. Steve,
good morning,
say fresh. Say you fresh. Don't eat the shame.
No, for waiting now. No, not at all.
Now your field with this, doing how far
it is. Fine, thank you.
So, Steve, we'll just go into the matter sharply. You don't hear everything while I talk. Your general take on this matter first.
Okay, first of all, we got to understand, say, for inside NPFL, they get something where they call the LMC framework rules. Inside that LMC framework rules, now there they take the line up all the rights and obligations of clubs, of players, of referees, of all the other stakeholders within the NPFL.
Yeah.
So for inside this LMC rules, so for section D of the LMC rules, it provide procedure where players so that they owe salary go take first of all now to write a letter. For a period of 30 days, when they write that letter, they go write the letter to the club. They complain, say, they never pay me for the last 1 month. They never pay me for the last 2 months. So club will look into the matter. And if they no resolve them, they go move to the LMC. So LMC as the regulator for the industry, LMC go call the club, call ask them, why we never pay these players? But, you know, the problem with it, they be say, because normally, you don't go carry proof one matter go court. But then, the remedy now be say the National Industrial Court. Now, they don't empower National Industrial Court to handle every matter we concern employment, including sports. You go to the RSTP. RSTP now, FIFA regulation, we don't come out, can't define the rights and obligations of clubs and players. So, inside that FIFA regulation, so when you go to Article 14. That Article 14 talks say when club don't owe player certain amount of salary, usually 1 month or 2 months, say the player get right to terminate that particular contract for just cause.
And the player no
punishment.
So if you don't owe player say 1 month, 2 months salary, the player fit say, okay, you know what? I need to play again.
Of course.
I don't end my contract.
Of course.
And nobody will feel hold and say, no, you must do this.
No.
Thing. Okay.
And when you report to FIFA, FIFA go order the club to pay compensation. In addition to paying the salary.
Okay, so that outstanding salary, they go see pay.
They go pay.
Then they go come pay compensation to that player.
Of course.
Under the RSTP.
RSTP.
Okay.
So this RSTP, now something already, now universal acceptance. Now everybody don't accept them for inside football. Yeah. Even Nigeria. Even inside the LMC rules. They talk and say they follow the RSTP.
Okay.
So this RSTP, so you don't already recognize, say, players can take the matter to the National Industrial Court. To National Industrial Court. Because the employment law court, that one, within 1 year, you don't finish your case. So, but the problem where they get with some of these players, we say, whether they fear to talk or whether, I don't know what thing they happen, but it just be like, say, some of them, they fear, say, they go punish them if they come out to come talk.
Yeah.
But the problem with the DRB say when you understand the extent of the rights we players get, because even on top of the compensation where the club will pay the player, FIFA fee banned the club from registering any player for one or two seasons.
Wow.
So
for any league or registered
for any league. From any league, domestically, internationally, you go register anybody.
Okay.
So FIFA go ban you. But what in they fear me now, what I not quite understand, be say, at the beginning of the 2020-2021 season, NFF and LMC been come out, talk say they don't release new club licensing regulation. Inside that new club licensing regulation, so they don't talk say every club go generate about 100 million financial guarantee from a reputable bank.
Okay.
So to show say you get capacity to pay salary, say you don't go owe anybody for the season.
Yeah.
So when you provide this guarantee, I mean, that was the story they told us at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But as season come, because we remember at that time, say they've been they check some of these clubs. At the beginning, they say everybody must apply for license. Mm. All the MPFL clubs must apply for license. So inside that license, you must show your balance sheet.
Okay.
You must show the money where you don't make for the previous season.
Season.
You must show your profit and loss account.
Mm.
So you must show capacity, that financial capacity. Now the very important one.
Mm.
Say you know they owe anybody.
You ready, you go of fit, course, carry of the course. Shoulder of salary and all
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. Okay. So but what we hear be saying, you know, pass just two clubs.
We pass comply. That
yes, we pass that test.
Mm.
So but what thing can happen? They still admit everybody. Everybody can come. Now, why did they get all this nonsense?
With only
this
two out of 20 only comply with that.
Comply,
that
yes.
show say, see our money, see our books.
Of
we
course.
Go pay salary.
Of course.
Only two out of 20.
Only two.
Stay up on that.
Yes.
Then pack the remaining 18. Join
that's,
body.
That's the thing.
Okay.
So, now, but the problem, again, we will get, we say, because inside that LMC rule, they talk about writing to the NFF Arbitration Committee.
Okay.
NFF Arbitration Committee, to the best of my knowledge, the last time we did this is 2017.
Yeah.
Now 27, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now 27. The last time we NFF Arbitration Committee sit down.
Exactly.
Now this Arbitration Committee, committee normally we supposed to the
all these wahala, all this salary wahala we players.
Wait, which one be the first port of call?
The first
which one
port
get
of
the first
call?
Primary jurisdiction? Now the industrial court or now the arbitrary committee?
Good question. Mm. Now section 254C of the constitution don't talk say every employment related matter.
Yeah.
Now industrial court.
Now be the first point of call. Okay.
If you follow that LMC road, you go lost for there, you don't go see anything.
Okay.
So the best port of call for all those players now to approach National Industrial Court.
First.
When you approach National Industrial Court, if you get judgment, you can apply to FIFA to enforce it. When you apply to FIFA, FIFA go write them, say within 30 days you pay this player this judgment sum and pay all the compensation. So the players now got to remember, say, on top of the salary whether they owe them, they are entitled to damages.
Yes.
You go claim damages from the club, and when you establish that, for nobody inside this LPFL they yesterday they owe person 15 more salary.
Yeah.
The person go die on top of football pitch. So now the problem with it there. So most of them need to understand. Say yes. Say these are the steps to take. So instead of you to waste time following that LMC, just go to National Industrial Court. But you go write them first.
Yeah.
Go write them letter. 15 days. Oh, now waiting for RSTP talk. 15 days. After 15 days, they don't come pay you. You go the NIC. So NIC, when you obtain judgment, you write FIFA direct. Say this club. They owe me. They don't want to pay.
Okay, Steve, Mo just pause there. What are the complaints we would get from players? You understand? Because anything we don't enter to hire the service of lawyer, hire the service of doctor, hire the service of any professional for this country, waiting the people, they think first, not the money with inside. Most of them, they think, say, okay, now this guy be professional. Especially if you go for medical field. Instead, they will take self-medication. They will take this thing. So, sometimes they will say, I don't get money to pay lawyer. Hey, this one. Maybe those ones are part of it is doing when they come meet to now. Sure, now they cut their neck with plenty money. I be now they do Osho free sometimes.
You're putting me on the spot or
no? No. When they talk of some of the things, if you think safe, if they make the players,
not
they come.
Approach.
Yeah, no, they come approach.
I mean,
talk about
I
the
mean,
matter.
We know about the stigma that there is in football, especially in Nigeria. You see players that if they want to take any legal step, you know, to enforce their contracts or to take any step just to make sure that their salaries are being paid. Mm. You see a stigma on those players, and sometimes they don't even get to play again in other leagues. So they either lose, you know, where they are playing, and then they don't get to play in other leagues. I have, for a fact, a friend who was playing for one of these top clubs in the NPFL.
Okay.
He was playing, I think he was part of the second team or so, and he approached me. He said they haven't paid them salaries for almost 10 months, and they were going, then they were going into the new season.
Okay.
So I told him, I said, okay, get a couple of your other players.
Yeah.
Let's take a class action against this club, saying that, okay, this club hasn't paid you for a long time. Let's take a class action against them, and then we'll see what we can do. He wasn't able to get any other person.
Nobody could join hand with them.
Nobody could join him. Mm. He was willing to go on, but he couldn't get any other person.
Okay.
Because then they start, you know, they start talking about it. Where by the time any player takes any action or anything, you don't get to play in any other club again.
Mm.
So let's even put the issue of the money aside.
Okay.
And the players, do the players feel comfortable to actually approach any of this, to take any of these legal steps? So we have the option of going through the LMC. The LMC, from the LMC, we get to FIFA. We also have the option of the NIC. From the NIC, we get to FIFA. But nobody wants to take these steps because they are scared. Now, apart from this that you just mentioned and what Mr. Steve mentioned about the NIC, in that Section D of the framework rules, there are some rules there that if a club playing in the NPFL is owing player salary, there are some sanctions that can be taken against this club. Now, the first
that will affect
sanction,
them in the league.
That will affect them in the league.
Okay.
The first sanction is that if a club is owing player salary and they are currently playing in the league, for every week, for every 30 days.
Yeah.
No, for every week, it's every week, sorry.
Okay.
For every week that they owe
the salaries, yeah,
you deduct 3 points
from their accumulated points.
Yes.
For every week, this salary remains unpaid.
That they are aware that they've been told about it.
So if anybody get 50 points, then somebody don't come complain to NIC or LMC, whichever.
Yes.
Say, anybody never pay me salary, so. The LMC don't give them order, say, go pay them for this period of time.
Exactly.
Then they don't pay.
Exactly.
From that, they are 50 points. Exactly. As they get, they come out 3 points.
You remove three points. Yes.
Until they pay.
Yes, that's the point.
We get that punitive measure for inside the framework.
Yes, it's in the rules.
Okay.
But nobody's willing to enforce that. The LMC just turned a blind eye. I mean, these people rioted. They made a protest sometime ago, early in the month. I think Sunshine Stars.
Was it Sunshine or Wiki? Okay, Sunshine get problem. Wiki Torres get problem.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
They've not been paid. So they did a demonstration.
Okay.
They marched from their club to the government house.
Okay.
They did a demonstration. So it's not as if the LMC or all these regulatory NFF are not aware of these things that are going on. They are well aware. And you have the rules. But who is going to enforce them? So you have that problem of nobody even trusting in the regulatory bodies.
Okay.
Because you feel like, okay, even if I approach these people, what are they going to do about it? So you have that problem. Then you have the problem of the stigma. You know, the players take any step. That we've heard of football, of clubs in Nigeria that sack all their players at once. Who knows? Maybe they sacked all of them because somebody tried to take a step.
So they don't put this one, say, indisciplined player.
Yes, they just carry on. You see a club, when the season finishes, they change all their players, they start the new season with a new set of players. It's wrong.
Clean sweep.
It's wrong.
So, don't talk about some of the things where they make these players they fear. You understand? Because if they give me mine, say, oh boy, do up, go meet NIC. Oh boy, go meet LMC. Oh boy, LMC. See, I need to talk about fear. Waiting be the legal protection, the protections will be available to these players. Because if I just go, only me one, just go carry lawyer, because I don't see girl before tomorrow. Now, yeah, say, no club for Niger to sign me again. So even when my wala with this team don't settle, I know if it get club. Because some clubs get the powers to do up. You understand? So, and normally that one, they against the rights of, or whatever, of the person, the player himself. So, what will be some of the protections where they are available to these guys? So that maybe when they know, say, Baba, nothing they happen. This one cover you, assurance cover you, this one cover you, this one cover you legally. If you get the full chest to do this thing, what will be some of these protections where they are available to them?
Okay, good. The first point, Bise, under labor jurisprudence, you get something what they call whistleblowing provision or whistleblowing protection.
Okay.
So when person come release,
talk something.
Yes. Mm. Talk, say, oh, I see what thing they happen.
Exclusive,
for here.
Just drop out.
You no go touch her.
Okay.
So that protection has already been established from labor principles, established labor principles.
Yeah.
Now, some advanced FA rules and statutes like England, all those ones, they don't get provision inside their rules too. you know, covering such things.
Okay.
So for any player, we go release information.
Yeah.
But first of all, let me correct an impression.
Okay.
That talk where everybody talks, say people they fear, say they go stigmatize them. Imama Amapakabo carry Rangers go mediation.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
The time where he finished for Rangers, yeah, there was a dispute.
Okay.
About salary, about compensation. He said he gets some entitlements under the contract with the new giver.
Yeah.
They go, they sort him out now.
Mm.
He got an award.
Mm.
He got an award. He got a judgment that he was able to execute. Rangers pay him waiting they supposed to pay him.
Mm.
Mama no being the coach Abia Warriors.
Even though Spiego said.
Mm. So waiting with the talk.
Okay,
so
Mama drag Rangers enter court.
Of course.
Okay.
So waiting with the talk. So it's all about somebody just making a statement. Mm-hmm. By the time where they don't blacklist one club,
mm-hmm,
when you don't carry one club, go FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Carry another second club, go FIFA. Everybody eye go clear now.
Yeah.
But let me answer one question. Do you raise something? We'll be say when he talks, when she talks, say she don't know why they behave like that.
Yeah.
This is the reason why. People wait there inside the LMC. Now them be club owners. So.
Chairman of chairman.
So na padi government, now they do.
And them.
Of it's course. Mm. So they go punish their own. They don't go punish their own. So now for you to take the matter up to FIFA, if not to ban Nigerian league, maybe ban them. This is not
because we don't see some cases where FIFA don't release statement on some Nigerian clubs.
Yes,
like
yes.
FC Fayoba.
Of course.
FC Fayoba. FIFA don't release statement on FC Fayoba. But last, that now the last way we hear. Nothing come out.
No, the thing where they be say, not make person follow them up. A person follow him up, carry this matter to the conclusion, to the logical conclusion.
Mm.
You know, get why. In fact, the ultimate penalty now maybe to even ban Nigerian professional league. When they ban Nigerian professional, people can do that one and talk to you. Ah, you people are not professional.
Yeah, get your house
so suspend this whole thing. Mm-hmm. When you people put your house in order, you can come back.
Mm.
So now the way they take do one.
Mm.
So all this one, the way they do for here, now just cabal, just a run for Nigerian league.
Mm.
We never dey serious. By the time we will go this serious, I know the funny thing, people they talk say no, regulations no day, say they no get regulations full everywhere. Regulations full everywhere. When you open that club licensing regulation, see all the punishments, all the steps where you go take if you want to apply for MPFL license.
Mm.
That MPFL license now, it applies to even professional league clubs like NNL and all those ones.
Okay.
So you must meet all those criteria. There's even a provision say you must have a standard stadium. How many standard stadium we will get for this country?
But remember last year when they were doing, before the season started, we were following up with those club licensing rules.
Mm.
We're following up with the licensing rules. They say this week submit this document, this next week submit this document.
Mm.
We got tired because at the point they kept on postponing the last date. Yeah, no,
okay,
the
deadline.
They tell you that the deadline is so and so submit this document. But because so and so club is not
meet up
and has not submitted, they will move the date forward again. Okay, you know, since it's September, we move it to October. You know, it's so everybody, like you said, it's a cabal. Everybody is just trying to look out for their own. So it's very unfortunate for the players and for the staff, the staff that are in the club. It's very unfortunate for them because, you know, they're just stuck in the old game.
So waiting players go do now, because last na oga who knife, na oga who yam, the player na in the sofa with the arm salary. You did here, you did call them, I be lawyer, I feel fight this thing for you. The players, they sit back, they fear. You don't know whether if I talk, this one will happen. And then a lot of people they say our court case not the end. You been talk something here about duration of 1 year.
Yes,
you understand. Yes. I mean, some of these players don't know these things. So, waiting you as a professional, as a legal sports lawyer, who advise these players the steps to take. I know they don't talk a lot of them, but just break them down, chicken, made them hear what
the first one.
Mm.
Before you sign any contract,
yes,
make you get lawyer.
Okay.
May they even look waiting you they sign.
You know, say not that way problem they from start, Steve. Are they play ball for Roman Kruse? Are they play ball? Are they play for Sita there? Tomorrow somebody just come tell me say, what is our over Imba want to. My mind first they rush go play for Imba. So most of these players they will reason. Go carry lawyer, go carry, because maybe if they don't want to bring lawyer, they'll say, this one we don't need to go bring lawyer. Let's see, one show us open eye. You understand? You know, most of these things, they cause the wahala for the players. But that's, continue with this.
That is why I told you,
mm,
when you look the club licensing regulation, because even the club licensing regulation acknowledge, say, players, must carry lawyer before they sign contract. Yeah. Before they sign contract.
Wow.
In fact, that contract where you sign, now 5 copies. Mm-hmm. Your lawyer go hold one, mm-hmm. player go hold one, club mm-hmm. go hold one, mm-hmm. LMC go hold one, NFF go hold one.
Mm-hmm.
Now waiting they talk for inside
people
that club.
Like again, your lawyer go hold one.
Yes.
The player go hold one.
Yes.
The club go hold one.
Yes.
NFF go hold one.
LMC.
LMC go hold one. Five.
Five. Mm-hmm. 5 copies. Mm-hmm. So because waiting we don't find out, be say, you know, say under LMC rules, many of them no.
Mm-hmm.
Say the minimum wage now 150,000.
Yeah.
Now the minimum salary we go pay anybody, any
minimum,
player.
Yeah.
But you know, say some people mm-hmm. go sign contract, they go sign the one way they get between the player and the club,
yeah.
They go sign 80,000. Then wow. they fee sign 170,000 for the one where they go submit to LMC.
Wow.
So for LMC record, the club don't comply with the minimum wage requirement.
Wait, the one where they go make the player sign to them.
Correct.
Will be 80K.
80K.
Like, you know about this one.
Correct.
Factually.
Authoritatively.
That's the
one where the club go give the player to sign, correct. Give them,
that
80K.
Yes, 80,000.
But the one where the club will go submit to NFF and LMC.
Yes.
Now like 170, correct. Or whatever they put on.
Exactly. Top. So, because you know why? Because the problem, you say, the contract where they sign for LMC, those ones now form 7 to the rules. That one now standard form. It will just contain the names of the parties, the date of commencement, the duration of contract, the salary, all those ones.
Yeah.
So they will just fill them in. They will just fill the blank spaces.
Yeah.
Just submit them like that.
Mm.
But if you carry lawyer go insist, say, the full contract, the standard contract, you go attach them to the form where you submit to LMC. So many of them don't know that one.
Now, this form 7, where they just fill all these things, you don't get any provision for the player to attest or affix his own signature for that form 7.
Player go sign.
No.
So if I be player, I see say the one way give me an 80K, the form 7 way they feel. Nah, or they will just give me a blank form 7 self.
You don't explain them. You don't explain them. Say the player might not just go play football.
Go play football.
You know, one know all the details. Say, okay, make I start first. When I start, maybe in 2-3 years time, I go Europe. So all those things. So many of them know they think twice. They go just sign their signature. They show them. Nobody said they will give them blank form to sign. No, that one nobody waiting me to talk.
Yeah.
They go just see the whole thing. They go sign them because they did desperate.
Mm-hmm, desperation.
So waiting with the step, first of all, try engage lawyer. We go help you do some of those things. I know how many people who I don't even talk, say, I don't even beg them. I say, come, for free. Free legal advice, yes. Free legal advice. Me, I'm not the collect money from you. But please, let us put this thing right. So many of them no. Many of them no, say, they suppose get bonuses. Many of them no, say, they suppose get sign-on fees, all those ones. So, now the problem, where will they get for the Premier League? Now, another step where they supposed to take, I don't know whether we get players union because this
just
is not
like
something
fifth pro and
yes now waiting we go do collectively.
Mm.
You go enter collective bargaining agreement with most of these clubs. Enter collective bargaining agreement. That time you are fighting as a group.
Yeah.
So because by the time how many players they go one sack from the league if they want sack everybody.
Yeah.
And all this one where they talk say, oh, club will sack everybody. It is not true. Club go sack everybody. Say what thing happen. There are sanctity of contract under RSTP. Contracts must
but
be respected.
Season they start like this. Season, see, make I tell you. Season they start like this. We are say 10, 15 players. They don't clear them out. But that sanctity, no day.
No, it's there, but they don't. They're not aware.
Not them.
They're not aware of it now.
Okay,
so the players
say they go there like go clear.
Yes.
But you know the thing, most of this contract where these people they sign. They didn't even sign, say, 2 years. They say maybe end of season. Some of them didn't even sign quality contracts.
Regulation, they talk, say, you must not give the player less than three years contract.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
That no player is supposed to sign less than 3 years
of
contract.
Course. But people, they sign 6 months contract for you. People, they sign 1 year contract.
Wait, the LMC framework say not less than three years
contract. It's a professional contract.
But when the players only reach 30 and the rest of them now?
If the player don't reach 30, I mean, it's a question of negotiation.
Okay.
You now negotiate, say, okay, because you don't, I can give you 2 years. I think there's a provision
that
allows for players who are above 30 years to be given
lesser duration.
Yes. Mm. But the standard contracts, not less than three years.
Mm.
So now the thing we would face, so first of all, they go do that collective bargaining agreement. It is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for US, when baseball they start, the American baseball they start, they get all these kind of issues now. Mm-hmm. Until the players' union can unite, can fight them. Now all the wage cuts, all those ones, they know they happen. Okay. For coronavirus, when coronavirus, they make people they suspend contracts. They pay them all their money.
Wow, for NFL.
Yes, they pay them all their money because they have a proper players' union. So that the team would be there. So and please, when people they do all those ones, even if you don't get money to, at least get an agent.
Okay.
When you get an agent will show you road. Even though some of them, another topic altogether. Some
we'll go see talk agent matter.
Another topic altogether. Yeah. So, but get somebody where they enlighten. Because some of these players, they cannot even read. With all due respect, they don't even feel read.
Yeah, no be lie.
So, now the problem with it, they're very talented players, but now why they decide sign slave contracts when they go abroad?
That now why when lawyer they insist, say, Baba, do this one, the player will the reason and say, Baba, I won't play.
Exactly. Okay. So, all those ones. So, and then players should brand themselves.
Okay.
Brand yourself. How you go brand yourself? You suppose get social media handles. You go get social media and where you go to market yourself. You show some small clips of football where you don't play. That one have a personal brand when you create them. You don't know the scouts will go come see you because the problem will they get. Make you tell ourselves the truth because most of these players they lie about their age. The scouts where they come from Europe, they are not looking for players in the MPFL. They are going to all these under 16, under 17 tournaments to go there, go pick raw talents where they will carry go Europe. They don't go one carry person where go there, go spoil their market for them. So now the thing we did there.
So we don't get white baby.
You go call on the talk say 21 years, all those ones. They lie up and down. So now the problem we did there. So first of all, they should just try and get professional advisors, people will go they guide them, a lawyer, an agent, anybody we they enlighten. Or get a family member, we go school. We go school, we savvy road.
If you read, interpret exactly. For you, language where you want to start.
Correct. So all those ones, when you do all those ones, I'm sure
most of the while ago drop course. Down. Do you get any other thing we want to add before we?
No, basically that's it. It's just for them to be aware. You know, we can't just keep doing professional football. Say we are doing Nigerian professional football and there's no professionalism
in the football.
You know, so let everybody be aware. Like he said, get a lawyer, get an agent, have conversations before you go in. Don't just go in out of desperation. Fine, everybody wants to play football. And so for some, it becomes a big break when they get the opportunity to play for some of these top clubs. Yeah. But think about your future. As a footballer, it's not just about the now or about the time that you signed the agreement. You also think about the future. Okay, what happens next?
Okay.
If I don't end up playing with this club or something, or if I don't, you know, how will my career go? So you think about the career, think about the fact that this is a lifelong commitment. So just like you said, those are the steps to take. Just be aware and then get somebody that even if you don't know the road, the person will direct you, basically.
I know, say, as with the listeners, with the watch now, some of them are mad like this. So all these things they I don't know. Yes, he did. And that now the reason why we don't tell you see for MPF Tatafo, we go open your eye to all the things where you don't know about. As long as it concerns the NPFL, we will teach you. From time to time, we're going to get some of these professionals to come here, come talk about like the agent matter. Yeah, we'll talk about them for subsequent episode of this show. Very big shout out to Steve Wabeze and Doyin. We don't join me today for another fantabulous NPFL Tatafo episode. If you be player, we're going to watch this one. I hope see now you know what you need to do before you sign that your next big deal with any MPFL side. And even when they travel abroad, at least those ones, maybe they obey the law, pass Niger, yourself, you know what you to do. This, now the kind quality way they get from MPFL Tatafo. This is MPFL Tatafo. My name is Nasawadino. I'll see you again. Bye-bye.